You ever make any homemade toys for the kids, like the board that goes like that?
Teeter totter.
Yeah, teeter totter.
And it's something they jump on, they go around.
Playground.
You ever hear it, make a juggling board?
Never done.
Flying Jenny? Is that the merry-go-round same thing?
I don't know.
Flying Jenny would be the merry-go-round, I believe.
Well, that ought to be. Okay, hey, you didn't call.
Well, if Jenny get on a merry-go-round, she'd be flying.
Teeter totter, you never called a seesaw, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, do it, but.
Teeter totter and seesaw.
Same thing?
Yes, that's the same thing.
Same thing.
You want to bring.
I've always heard them called teeter totters, too. You heard them call that. Kids get all the teeter totters.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Sure.
You want to bring some coal in, you'd probably bring it in a.
Coal bucket.
What, a scuttle?
Scuttle.
Scuttle. They used to call it years ago, a scuttle.
So you might use coal bucket.
S-C-U-T-T-L-E, I think.
Coal bucket would be a more modern word
than
scuttle. And if you had some dirt in the front yard and you wanted to put it in the backyard, you might bring it around.
Wheelbarrow.
I should have been doing this afternoon. Got a couple of birch trees I want to plant and I didn't get around to doing the transplant. You were out in the field and you wanted to sharpen your scythe. I don't know what you'd be doing with the scythe anymore, but if you say you did.
You'd wet it.
With a
whetstone.
And if you had time to go clear back to the barn, we might have a.
Grindstone. An old-fashioned grindstone, yes. You don't see those anymore.
Really? I haven't thought of them for years.
Oh, heavens, I haven't seen one for years.
If your axle was squeaking, you probably better.
Grease it.
Axle grease.
Grease it. Don't make every foot kind of grease you.
If you got any on your fingers, you might say your fingers are very.
Sticky.
Or.
Gooey.
Very slippery.
Greasy, I guess you're looking for the word greasy.
Greasy or slippery.
And before they had electric lights, they used to have to put lamps.
Kerosene lamps.
Kerosene.
That's what we used now.
That's what we had on the farm.
And just recently, you had a flat tire, you had to have a patch put on the inner
tube.
I don't have any tubes in my car.
Yours are your tubeless tires. Most of them are today.
If you went fishing on the river, you probably wouldn't go out in a canoe, you'd go out in a
boat.
Any special kind?
Well,
motor boat, maybe.
Or if you didn't have any motor, you'd go out in a
rowboat.
Rowboat.
Sure.
You wouldn't say bateau, though.
No.
When you want to put the boat into the water, they call it, they're going to.
Launching the boat?
And if I'd hand you some pencil, and I'd say, please give me my pencils, and you'd say, here. And at the beginning it was here, and end it was pencil. Here?
Here are your pencils, I guess.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be mine, it'd have to be his, would
it? Yeah, that's why I said it that way. Now, if you're arguing with somebody, and you weren't too sure you were right, you might say, well, I'm right. Would you say, am I not, or ain't I, or what? Be likely.
Am I not? I'm right, am I not, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know what I might say.
We'll watch for that.
It doesn't look good on here.
Somebody said, you're the one who did it, and you say, no, it, me.
It wasn't me.
And the housewife wears something to keep the grease off her clothes.
Apron.
And a man's three-piece suit has what three pieces?
Coat, vest, and trousers. That vest is very much out of date right now, I guess.
Well, they seem to be coming back again.
Yes,
yeah.